Hello, friends. This is Nathan Powell. I co-host a brand new podcast called Dynasty Double Take with Dan Sanyo. We join the DLF family of podcasts with unique Dynasty arguments in a short 10 to 12 minute format. Dan and I love to debate Dynasty, and we hope you enjoy our banter as we discuss topics like trade offers, coaching, draft capital, and much, much more.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome to the third preliminary in this Tournament of Champions for Season 2 of Dynasty Game Night. I'm your host again. Matt Price is just hiding. So I am John Bosch. I am your host tonight. I'm going to bring in the contestants in just a second. Real fast, though, I do want to mention a big thank you to our presenting sponsor, Reality Sports Online. By now, most of you have probably heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy team like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? It's time to go see what all the buzz is about in the Dynasty community. Free agency, multi-year contracts, a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Think it sounds complicated? It's not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online Fantasy Front Office is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It requires more strategy. Think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is the platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for free in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use promo code GAME to get a 10% off discount of your team or your league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. All right, let's get to the contestants tonight. We have on the left, Jake Anderson. Jake, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm just impressed you got through that in one read. Anytime I've done sponsorship reads, it's like minimum five tries. That was good.
Last year, I definitely had it pre-recorded and just put it in. This year, I've read it, and I've actually heard that read several times on several podcasts. So
it's ingrained.
It definitely flows. We're fans of Reality Sports Online, so makes it a little easier. J-Mike, back again, stepped away from the bar. You ready to go, man?
Thunder. Thunder. Yeah, man, I don't know if you heard my theme song going there. It's lit over here. I stepped away from the bar to go ahead and get it in. So, yes, I'm ready. Ready to move forward against these chumps.
All right, and the final contestant, Matthew Betts. Are you ready to go?
I feel like I need to give a better answer than J-Mike, but I don't think I can after that. So I'm just going to say yes, I'm ready to go, and hope I can answer some questions correctly tonight.
Had I known he was going to come in that strong, I definitely would have gone.
Yeah, that was kind of setting us up for failure there.
That was a rookie error on my part. So we've got three games tonight. We have a name game. Thank you very much, Dynasty Outhouse and Nathan Powell, for sending me clues when I could not think of any because I've had to write too many name games lately. So big thank you to them. They helped me out with clues for tonight. It'll be a potpourri name game, so that'll be fun. No real theme, just a whole bunch of different stuff. Then after that, we have a game based on the just completed NFL draft and a little bit of NFL draft in the history. If we get to it, if somebody does not win the first two games back-to-back, we will also play an ADP cliffhanger to decide the night. Again, the rules for the tournament are if you win the first two games, you win the night. If you win one game and somebody else wins in the other, get the second game, those two players advance to the third game, and the other contestant just watches and sulks, I assume. So let's get right to the name game, boys. The first clue. And again, this is one where it'll be a before and after kind of thing, and they will blend into each other. If I read the clue for the player's name first, it will appear first. If I read the other clue first, it will appear first. All right, everybody ready? 2 points. I have 5 clues plus a tiebreaker if we need it. It's 2 points if you get it on the first clue, 1 point if you get it after a hint. The first one is Fire Pokemon and AFC South running back. Fire Pokemon and AFC South running back.
Can I phone a friend? Bobby Koch, I need your help, brother.
Bobby Koch and Tyler Gunther are out there going, come on, you guys should know your Pokemon.
I'm not a Pokemon fan at all. I'm going to say that straight up.
Me either. No idea.
What was the conference?
AFC South running back. J. Mike, do you have any Pokemon knowledge?
Minimal. All right. Gosh.
I think we can safely move on to the team clue here then. The Tennessee Titans. And if you don't know the Pokemon, I don't think we're going to get this one. So I think we can move on quickly and give this answer away.
J. Mike, do you have anything there?
I don't have any clue for the Pokemon. No, I've never heard of this.
The only one that I remember, the only Pokemon that I remember that had fire was Char something, like Char.
That's it.
Charkandrick West is what I'm going to throw out, but that's probably not right. It's like Char.
It is
Char's.
Get there, Jay.
That does
Mike.
Sound pretty familiar now that you say that.
Screaming at you right now. All right, I think we're going
to
move on. I'm guessing the Pokemon is Charmander.
Charmander Henry.
That is it. So you came close. We'll give you half an imaginary point on that one, J. Mike. You're up to 1.5 on that.
Smoking you fools already.
All the imaginary points.
Yep.
All the imaginary points are bringing here.
All of them. All right, the next clue. 1990s and early 2000s. Tennessee Titans running back and author of The Jerk Store Comeback.
The Jerk Store.
The Jerk Store Comeback.
I do not know that book. If that's a book.
Oof,
well, then I'm screwed.
It's not a book. It's a reference to one of the most popular television shows of all time. The Jerk Store called.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead. So it's, again, early 90s, or I'm sorry, 90s, early 2000s Titan running back and author of The Jerk Store Comeback.
Eddie George
from
Costanza.
Seinfeld. Oh, there it is. Nice. Eddie George Costanza. I think Jake got it in there before
I had it
said
in my head before
clue,
you said
so.
Anything.
Jeez. Good job, Jake. Jake for 2 points. All right. You guys have not heard of the jerk store?
Nope.
I'm gonna really hurt
I
your
like
feelings.
I like Seinfeld, but yeah. I wasn't like fully involved. Like my wife loves Seinfeld, but
like I don't mind hating Pokemon. That's fine. You all better go get educated on some Seinfeld knowledge. All right, next clue: Colts legend and Wiley Looney Tune. Colts legend. And Wiley Looney Tune.
Colts legend.
Colts quarterback legend and Wiley Looney Tune. Anybody want to hit?
Yep.
Okay. If this hint's wrong, I'll give you another one. But I believe
I think I got this particular. I just don't know how it connects.
So I think this particular quarterback was famous for his footwear in some way. If I'm thinking of the right quarterback, does that make sense, Jake?
I don't know about footwear, but there's only two Colts quarterbacks that are coming to my mind that I can't connect with the cartoon character.
Can we get a clue in regards to the character?
I think the character I have.
Yes, sure.
It's the quarterback.
Okay. Colts quarterback legend and spinning Wiley Looney Tune.
Oh, what is his name? I can think. I know the.
Oh, Johnny Unitas.
Keep going with it. Finish that out, J.
Johnny Unitas, Manian Devil.
That's there you it. Go, J. Mike, for a point.
I was thinking about the wrong cartoon character.
I was too. You said Wile E, and I was thinking of Coyote. Thinking of Coyote.
Yeah, that's what I could picture, but I couldn't put the name to it.
I was like, Johnny Unite, no.
Peyton Manning, Coyote, what?
All right, so Nathan wrote y'all some tough clues. Now we're going to switch over to Russ's clues. We got two from him, and then a tiebreaker if we need it. Although we might not score another point the rest of this game the way it's going, so we could be done.
J. Mike get one there?
J. Mike got a point there. He's on the board. All right. Popular 1990s jam band and NFC West wide receiver.
NFC West.
Jam band.
Popular 1990s jam band. And NFC West wide receiver.
Jam band. I can't.
Yeah, I need a hint on the jam band.
Everybody needs a hint on the jam band.
Matt was like born then.
David Shin is.
Yeah, I was like
so
eight when this was going on. So.
This is a band that you have heard of. Man, I really feel like if I give you a hint on the. I want to give you something that's not super obvious, but I think
we might need super obvious at this point.
If you want points, we might.
All right, so how about this? This particular jam band, you could find them under the table and dreaming. Okay. Perhaps if you followed the ants marching, you would find them. Maybe you'd even crash directly into them.
All right, I know that. Oof.
All right. So, did we get there?
Oh. Did you say NFC yet? West or AFC West?
NFC West. Brand new NFC West wide receiver. For the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, God, what is the name?
Brand new?
He only took three wide receivers.
I can only think of two.
I know. I can think of three off the top of my head, but I don't know how it fits.
Three wide receivers.
Oh, Dave Matthews, Dave Matthews, Bandy Isabella.
Oh. All
right. Nice. J-Mike with another point. Not doing the buzz-in thing, but that's okay because everybody else appears to be stumped.
I was just going Dave Matthews. I wasn't throwing in band at the end of it. Come on.
That's why I could not get there.
The crash is the only one I knew.
The name of the band is.
I know,
Dave Matthews,
but I wasn't thinking.
Band.
Dave Matthews Band.
Did not say the lead of the popular 90s jam band. All right, so quick score update. Jake and J Mike are on the board at two each. Bets could easily tie this up.
That's not happening.
Here at the end. This is a pretty easy one. AFC North. Quarterback and tear-jerking baseball movie. AFC North quarterback and tear-jerking baseball movie. We should not have started
Game
game. Go for it, J-Mike, for the win.
Baker Mayfield of dreams.
That is it.
Nicely done.
J-Mike for the win.
Well done.
Since we did not use the tiebreaker, we'll go ahead and use it because I don't think I ever will again. This is the opportunity, and I want to thank Russ for sending it in. Early July, Alien Battle Movie and AFC West wide receiver.
Oh, I got it. Independence Day, Sean Hamilton.
Ooh.
Yay, good job, nasty. Jake. You would have gotten there if we had gotten to the tiebreaker. Like, but J-Mike. J-Mike wins game one.
Of course, Baker the last quarterback going through my head, and I had Field of Dreams in there. I don't know why it took so damn long.
There's only four quarterbacks in the AFC. I guess there's more than four right now. You know,
it's amazing how fast or slow your brain processes when you're on this game.
Please
it's
put
so
some
bad.
Please
yes.
so please bad. Bosch put some respect on Mason Rudolph's name.
Yeah, okay. So our next game, we're going to play a little game centered around the NFL draft that just completed. I'm going to give you two names. one from the draft that just happened, and one from drafts of years past. This is real simple. All you have to do is tell me which one was drafted later in the NFL. Ooh. That's it. So it's an A or a B. So this is where you need your marker, pen, whatever you have, and a notebook.
Do we call in or say our name or what?
Nope. When I say reveal, okay. You're will just gonna hold keep up track your of answer. Everybody. I will keep track. If you get it right, you get a point. Everybody gets a point. The first person to 8 points wins. Perfect. I have 15 of these. So if we are tied after 8 questions, then somebody will drop off and we'll go to sudden death if need be. If we never get to 8, this is going to be bad news. All right, everybody understand the rules of the game. Yep. If it's the current player, or I'm sorry, if it's the player that was just drafted, the answer is going to be A. If it's the historic player, even though some of them could still be playing, the answer is B.
And who was drafted so, later, right?
Who was drafted later? Perfect. Later. Deontay Johnson or Jason Witten?
And you said, sorry, Bosh, you said who was drafted later. A is the most recent player?
A is the,
yep, okay,
the 2019 drafted player. B will be the answer for,
okay,
everybody else. So you're looking for whoever is drafted later right here. Jason Witten or Deontay Johnson?
Yep.
Everybody ready? Feel free to reveal. All righty. We got A from Jake, A from J Mike, and B from Betts.
Let's go.
That's correct. Jason Witten, drafted at a solid 69.
Nice.
Deontay Johnson, 66. So Betts is on the board. The other two are sitting there. All right, the next pair that we have, Devin Singletary or Russell Wilson?
Oh, my gosh.
I know this one.
This would be a lot fit. It's only two answers here, J-Mike.
50-50, bro.
50 I just shot. I just don't recall.
Yeah, I know it.
Blur. I'm pretty sure I got it. All right.
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
ready? All righty, reveal. All right, we got A from J Mike and B's from the other two. Russell Wilson, 75. Devin Singletary, 74.
Ooh.
J Mike just misses. So that's one for Jake, and Betts is up to two. Next pairing, couple of wide receivers drafted real close together. Miles Boykin or T.Y. Hilton? Who was drafted later? Miles Boykin or T.Y. Hilton?
Yep.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fire away. We have a B from Jake, A from the other two. Miles Boykin was drafted at 93. T.Y. Hilton was drafted at 92.
Oh.
So that means the A's get it. The A's were drafted later. So Betts, 3 for 3
this
on this. J. Mike on the board.
Pure luck.
It shouldn't be this close. Come on.
You guys will learn. I
separated 50-50. By more than one fucking draft pick. Come on, man.
No chance. Why would I do that? That would be super
easy. No,
I
wouldn't. If you just did.
This is tournament of champions,
come
Jake.
On.
This is not some regular season.
Like anybody really knows. Oh, yeah, I know. Playoffs. That was 92 and that was 93. Get out of here.
No. Well, I think Betts clearly has no.
I spent the last 3 days just memorizing draft spots for everyone in the league because I knew this was coming.
For the last 20 years.
All right, we got a couple more receivers.
Couple more receivers here. We've got Gary Jennings and Brandon Marshall. Looking for which one was drafted later. Gary Jennings or Brandon Marshall?
I like that I did two different... this is really smart.
I would imagine that you just have a sheet that says A.
Yeah,
and
now I have two. Two different ones. I have an A and B, solid. And then I did another B.
All right, good job. All right, so we've got Gary Jennings. He will be the answer A if he's correct. Or who are we going against? Brandon Marshall. He will be answer B. reveal. Jake says B. J Mike says B. Beth says A.
Please be B.
Brandon Marshall, 119. Jake, you want to guess where Gary Jennings was?
Overall? No. Probably
120. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
So, Betts gets a point. I'm actually starting to wonder if he truly did memorize all of these.
This is insane.
All right. Yeah, this is I don't want to go in a coin flipping match against Betts.
You guys will learn if there's any games that involve thinking and mental effort.
Probability.
Terrible. Flip a coin, I'm your guy.
that's solid. All right, next one. We have Foster Moreau or Darren Sproles. Foster Moreau will be the answer for A. Darren Sproles, the answer for B.
Ready.
Everyone ready? Reveal. We have B's across the board. B would be Darren Sproles at 130. Foster Moreau, 137. Betts throwing one just to make it appear that he doesn't know all of these. That's very kind of him. All right, next one down the line. Hunter Renfroe or Jordan Howard? Hunter Renfroe will be the answer for A. Jordan Howard will be the answer for B. Which one was drafted later?
Yep.
Everybody ready? Reveal. We've got B and B from Jake and J Mike, A from Betts. The correct answer is Jordan Howard at 150. So that's a B. 149 for Hunter Renfroe. So Jake and J Mike making up a little bit of ground here.
No doubt.
I'm sure you did. Clearly. All right. Let's skip to the next one now. We've got Easton Stick or Tyreek Hill. Easton Stick went to the Chargers. Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill will be answer B. Easton Stick, answer A. Everybody reveal. We've got B's across the board. Everybody gets it wrong. Tyreek Hill, 165. Easton Stick, 166. I think I'd much rather... All right, the next pairing, these are all close for a reason.
There's not been a more brutal game in the history of Dynasty
history ever.
Ever.
There's no skill whatsoever.
I was expecting it to go.
Zero.
No, there's not. It's just supposed to be fast, and let's get it going. All right, Travion Williams or Latavius Murray?
I got this one.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
No doubt. This is
so Travion Williams will be answer A if he's correct. Latavius Murray, answer B if he is correct. Reveal. Let's wrap this up. We've got ABA. The A's are correct.
That's the only one.
Travion Williams, 182. Latavius Murray, 181. They only went one spot apart. So
yeah, how good are you feeling over one spot, Jake?
That's as good as I possibly like. The guess felt Jake, as good as any of them.
I agree with that, though, for sure.
I actually did not realize Latavius Murray went that late in the
NBA. I actually thought he went earlier, too. So that's why I felt good about it.
All right, the next one. This is easily the most famous draft pick in all of the NFL history, right? Does anybody have a clue as to what the most famous draft pick in all of NFL history is? Anybody get what I'm leaning to?
Jamarcus Russell. Easy.
Oh, no, that is an infamous.
Ryan Leaf.
That was going to be my guess.
Another infamous.
Tom Brady.
All right, we've got a couple of quarterbacks. Trace McSorley or Tom Terrific. Tom Brady. I really like they make such a big deal out of where Tom Brady was drafted constantly. All right, Tom Brady will be answer B. Trace McSorley, answer A. Reveal. We've got B's across the board. Everybody's correct. Tom Brady, number 199. Trace McSorley, 197. Anybody think the Ravens got the next Tom Brady?
Nope.
Since he's not a quarterback, no. You might play him at safety.
Maybe. All right, let's go back to the Bengals. The other Bengal running back that got drafted yesterday, Rodney Anderson, or Mike Anderson.
I feel good about this one, but I...
Ooh, Jake feels good about one. Mm-hmm. He called a shot the last time on that. So Rodney Anderson will be answer A, Mike Anderson answer B. Go ahead and reveal. Jake says A. Bet everybody says A, and everybody is correct. Rodney Anderson, 211. Mike Anderson, 189.
Has Betts put us out of everybody our misery yet?
One more. Come on, Betts. Get this next one right.
Here we
Let's
go.
Wrap this bad boy up.
I'm going to hold up both answers for this.
All right. Tight end pairing. Tommy Sweeney. Just for Doug. Just for Doug, I'll say. Tommy Sweeney or Delanie Walker. Who went later? Go ahead and reveal. We've got Betts going with B, Jake going with B, J Mike going with A. The game continues because Tommy Sweeney was 228 and Delanie Walker 175.
Don't call it a comeback.
So, yeah, let's not end in a tie here. That would be tragic.
We didn't plan for that.
I was like, NFL draft? I think I'm going to be good at this game.
Yeah.
That's why you had to give up. That's why you had to give up draft.
It's going well. All right, another pretty famously drafted late player. Antonio Brown will be the historical player. He'll be answer B if he is correct. Or Myles Gaskin. So Myles Gaskin, answer A. Antonio Brown, answer B. Everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal. Betts says B. Jake says I can't see. J Mike goes with A. What you got there, J Mike? A. The answer is A, Myles Gaskin. So you guys are going to make this game end in a tie. I'm going to shoot you all.
Just trying to make your life hell.
So Betts lost that one. He's at now at 7. J Mike and Jake have come. God damn it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So this one's close. This is Mr. Irrelevant yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess now at this point. Caleb Wilson or Marquise Colston. Please get this right, Betts. Please get this right, Betts. Mr. Irrelevant, Caleb Wilson or Marquise Colston. Go ahead and reveal. You sons of bitches. All right. Well, J Mike got it right. Everybody else got it wrong, which leaves Jake behind. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and knock Jake out. J Mike can advance with Betts. Betts can advance on the tie because he gets like half a game. Jake gets.
But that'll
games.
That'll give me one and a half games if I get this right.
Yes, you got one and a half games. So you're advancing to the finals here against Betts. So this is a head-to-head competition that. Good God, let's make this better.
It can only get better from here, let's be honest.
That was absolutely brutal. I hope people listen to that on about 5x speed or just... Oh, man, that was bad. All right, we won't ever do that again. So, we do have ADP cliffhanger. We're only going to play to 11, you guys, because this is going to be a rookie ADP cliffhanger. And it's not going to be using DLF data or anybody out there like that. But it is going to be using the data that you can pull on DLF, or you can go over to the MFL tab and you can pull data from actual MFL rookie drafts that are taking place right now. So I went and did this just a little bit ago, so it's fairly up to date, although I'm sure it changes quite frequently. I'm going to give you a rookie and you're going to tell me where their rookie ADP is. If you're off by whatever you're off by, you will get that amount of points. You guys can say the same score if you like. That's fine. Doesn't matter. J Mike, I guess you're kind of in lead-ish because you have 1.5 games and Betts got a half a game and we all suffered. All right. DK Metcalf, J Mike, where is he going in a rookie draft? You can just tell me. We don't have to use writing or anything here.
Let's say 1-0.
Just a number. Overall. No 1-0, no 2-0. Just overall.
Let's go with... 8.
J Mike says 8.
Is this Superflex? I might have missed this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is Superflex. Yes, I did pull it for Superflex information. Just 12-team Superflex, you know, nothing special.
Let's go 7.
All right, Bet says 7. The correct answer, Jake. Whoa, Jake, is it anything past 1, like 2?
I mean, shouldn't it be?
Okay. The answer is 8, so J Mike nailed it. J Mike gets 0 points on this one. Betts picks up just 1 point. Not very hard. All right, the next one, Damian Harris. Back to you, J Mike, since you're in the lead. Damian Harris, what number is he going in these rookie drafts?
13.
13 for J Mike. And Betts?
15.
Wow, J Mike, you're a little bit higher. He's going 24 right now, which that puts you at 11.
Wow.
So you are sitting on that cliff. Betts said 15, so he is off by 9. He is right at that cliff, too. This game is going to wrap fast. Didn't expect you guys to go that
J Mike shook me there. Harris. No, he shook me when he said 13. I thought I was crazy. I was going to say like 20.
Yeah, J Mike, that's the 201. You taking Damian Harris at the 201?
I like Damian Harris a lot, so probably, yeah. And plus
he's only got Sony Michelle, James White, Rex Burkhead.
Jonas Gray.
Noted. Time to go check the old bar tab auction and see what Brandon Damian holds up to.
He's only got 12 running backs ahead of him.
Next player. You guys are real close here. So if you both go over, it's going to be whoever goes over the
Jake
cliff
wins.
Harder, I guess. Yeah, sure. That would be the way to do it. Jake, you don't have to come back and record another night. You'll get killed. All right. TJ Hockenson. Betts, you are now in the lead. So you get to answer first. TJ Hockenson.
6.
6 for Betts. What about you, J Mike?
Got to hit it on the nuts, J Mike.
Yep. Anything off and you're going over.
You better hope.
It's just a matter
you better
of
hope Betts didn't
harder.
Get this one. I thought you fell off the cliff there for a second.
I felt like I did. I'm going to say I got to get far enough away from him for it to matter anyway, so we'll say 9.
Oh, J Mike, you're going over that cliff.
It's 7.
That's actually staying.
Wow, really?
He didn't even go over. He's sitting on the edge now. You missed it by just 1. TJ Hockenson going
that's
to
what,
7.
That was the guess. It was either 7 or 9.
So Betts is the big winner of the night. Is anybody shocked by the tight ends going in the middle of the first right
now?
Not
with all these landings.
No, I think they should be.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go around and give everybody's information before we wrap this and get out of here on this night. Jake, I know I don't have anything for you. I don't even have imaginary points.
No, that's
for you,
fine. I'm scoring points with my wife by not coming back. So. This worked out just fine. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at JakeAndersonFF. I do a podcast with Peter Howard called The Dynasty Crossroads, and I write and rank over at Dynasty League Football. And thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming back, Jake. We'll have you back next season for sure. J Mike, I got some imaginary points for you that come with imaginary prizes, but that's about it. Appreciate you coming back. Give everybody your information.
If only in my dreams. If only in my dreams. Thank you for having me, Bosch. It's always fun to be with you. You can find me on Twitter at JMikeCheck, at JMICCheck, at the Open Bar FP for the podcast, with the Open Bar with my better half, Gabe Gearing, and of course, doing work for the Dynasty Dummies as well. Hashtag 15 and out, Dummy Blitz. Let's get it.
And our champion for the night, advancing to the semifinals, Matthew Betts. Where can everybody
find you? Yeah, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. On the first show I was on, I didn't win any of the name games. And on this one, I didn't name any of the name games. So it's remarkable that I actually won this. But everyone can find me on Twitter at the Fantasy PT. I also do writing for the Fantasy Footballers and for Fanium Fantasy and do my own podcast with Kent Wyrock and Matt Okada, the Red Shirts Fantasy Football Podcast.
Highly recommend all the podcasts for all these gentlemen. I am a listener of all three and I enjoy all of them. As for us, I am at John Bosch FF on Twitter. Matt Price is at Matt Price FF on Twitter. The show is at DGN Pod on Twitter. Go ahead and subscribe, rate, review, share. Tell everybody to listen to Game Night. Tell everybody to skip the second game we played tonight. But listen to all the other games. They're a lot more fun. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody.
And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With the dummy.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.